The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3.
They're fun to listen to.
It gets me up and going.
Play all the hits.
I love the songs you play.
I love this station.
100.3 FM.
Yes, welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You are here with Peter and Mad Mick and Steve.
Yes, hello.
How's everyone doing?
Okay.
Oh, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
So far?
Not too bad.
I've been doing a lot of exercise lately. I've been doing half an hour of walking a day, but the rain's cut me down.
I'm glad to hear that, Mick.
Yeah, everyone should be doing a bit of walking.
I walk all the time.
All you need is half an hour a day.
Yeah. I walk every day too, Mick. You know.
I do much more than that, but generally you do only need half an hour a day.
Yeah, I always thought I was had enough exercise when I was doing my gardening, but it wasn't to be.
Feel you feel more active like while it's sunny? Because you can't really garden in the rain, right?
Yeah, I do.
You still do?
Yeah.
How does that work, though? It'd be all
I
muddy.
Just transfer might be transferring water to me things or pulling out weeds or...
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yep, it does.
Big show this week, though.
Yes, I wish the rain would go away. I had enough.
No, we need rain.
Enough of the rain. No,
it's rain, stay again. Do I want you to play again?
Rain. Oh no, please.
The world of sport, Peter.
Yes.
How is sport going?
Oh, there's plenty of things happening. NRL, got the French Open.
French Open final, yes. AFL.
AFL.
Ice hockey.
Yes.
We got much, much more. You want to give us a preview?
Unions.
What's happening?
Rugby union's on today. Australia playing New Zealand and the rugby union.
And we've got a game in Campbelltown tomorrow, I believe,
Against the Roosters.
And we won the soccer.
Mm-hmm. But, yes, we're still in third position there.
Doesn't matter, we'll beat Japan.
Japan are pretty good, though.
Oh, we'll beat Japan.
Okay, if you say so.
All that more soon.
All that and television news, and Mick has a movie review, and Pete's week, a lot's been happening in the local area. You got a sausage sizzle today?
A free one at Mossa Park today.
Whose sausage did you sizzle?
Ask Peter, he got free.
Did more. No, I'll tell you more about that. Later
in
as
Pete's
well.
Week, of course, yes. And also Mad Mick Presents. Mick, what do you have for us?
Oh, there's many. That Theresa May, the only mandate she got is her husband.
Mick,
that's terrible.
That's true. That's the only mandate she's got. But there's other things where...
But she's still the Prime Minister.
For now.
Pauline Hanson, there's one about Pauline Hanson.
Mm. What does she do this time?
She wants to cut the funding to the ABC.
Well, she got a gag order on them as well, I hear.
Yeah.
Well, she kind of got it a little bit.
So she will lose out that way.
She doesn't like how the ABC attacks her for saying so.
That's typical Liberal Party too.
Yeah.
But she's not really a Liberal Party, is she?
She was Liberal when she first started.
Who was that? Pauline Hanson.
Pauline Hanson, yeah.
No, she's One Nation.
No, she was one. She was a Liberal person until she mentioned about the things and the Liberals chucked her out and then she formed her One Nation.
Well...
She can stay with her One Nation, I think.
There's only one in her nation.
I think that's the way she'd want it.
100.3.
They're fun to listen to. It gets me up and going.
Play all the hits.
I love the songs you play.
I love this station.
100.3 FM.
The French Open finals are on Monday.
And it's...
Well, actually, tonight we have the women's.
Women's, and that's Simona Halep and...
Yeah, it was Yelena Ostapenko.
Ostapenko, yeah, she's going good there.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh,
she's
right.
Not ranked.
Halep probably
will. One who's not ranked will win.
Okay.
World
number three is pretty good. Halep
might win. And in the men's, it's...
Nadal and Wawrinka.
Yes, Wawrinka beat Murray last night. And so now I reckon Wawrinka might beat Nadal.
Probably not.
Yeah, I reckon he will.
I reckon he will.
Okay.
He'll waddle waddle.
Yeah. that's a worm, brain worm.
All right, yes. Talking sport.
Talking sport now.
Yes.
The
Swannies won again, and they actually won.
As they
which
should.
Which is good. Mm. So they're climbing up the ladder. They're in 14th position now on 16 points. So another good performance from the Swannies on Thursday when they had a grand final replay against the Western Bulldogs. So it's good. And in the NRL on the Thursday, we had a replay on that situation, grand final replay on that Sharks and the Storm, where the Storm won 18-13 on that one. Now, South did a lot better, never night. They won last night. They lost by 6 points, 24-18 over the Broncos.
Where was that bad
decision?
Was that for Manly?
Manly Kuliate, formerly of the Knights, went to get his third. He actually got the two tries, but that try was, they said, well, he put it down, but he didn't put it down.
He dropped it.
But it was just too late. The referee said, I'm sorry, too late.
There should be laws where people lose money when they put bets on, and if they if they make a mistake, they should be responsible about their mistakes.
Yeah, they looked at the replay of the screen on the ground, and then the players went off the head, and then the referee just said, yep, I'm sorry.
Why'd they go off their head?
Because
it wasn't a try.
It wasn't a try. And the referee just said, I'm sorry, but it's just too late. We'll have a ward of it.
Can you tell me, is he playing for the other team, the ref? Is he the extra man?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
He's actually got their jersey underneath his ref outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could have went to the bunker on that decision, but he didn't. He just said, hey, let's try.
Can they reverse decisions like all the time?
Oh, no, you can't. Sometimes you can. You can't do it on forward passes right. and other things, but I don't know. So that was controversial at the end of the game last night. So today we had a Titans, Warriors, upset. The Warriors upset the Titans 34-12, and today at the moment we had Penrith was 6-4, I think it was. So.
Yeah, who was the 4?
Canberra Raiders.
Okay, that's what you should have said.
6-4.
Also tomorrow, a bit closer to home, Peter, we have a game in the local area.
It's going
to
be miserable, but anyway, we'll see what we get.
Why is it going to be miserable?
It's going to be raining all day, as you said.
But you've got a stadium, it doesn't matter.
We want a
good
full
stadium.
Campbelltown Stadium.
It might be great fun in the wet. The if you're being a player, imagine sliding through all that water.
Wow.
Tedesco is going to play against his team he's going to play for next year. So get out there, rug up, I suppose. And
that's at 4 p.m., I believe.
At 4 o'clock, just after 4 o'clock, I think. So, yep, that's the game on Channel 9 game. So, yeah, just after, say, 10 past 4.
Anything else in NRL?
And, of course, we had some more players signed to the Tigers. Mm-hmm. Got more players there.
What about Origin coming up?
Origin's coming up soon. So that gets picked on Monday. Tomorrow, I think. Monday, holiday. Bulldogs are playing the Dragons. And I think the Queensland team gets picked there. I'm not sure. But in the soccer, the World Cup qualifiers at Adelaide Oval, Australia got up 2-0, then it was 2-2 at half time, but then they won 3-2.
Excellent.
But against Saudi Arabia, and the problem is they are still in third position and points against. I think they needed a couple. I think they needed to win by at least a couple, maybe 6-2. They could have done all.
They got their 3 points,
but they would have actually got up on top if they got more. If they got up to 6-2 or something, they would have
that
got
would
up
be a
top
great
spot.
Game.
Yeah, but if they would have won away too, they would have got more points too.
So they've got a couple more games to go. And Japan, their playing's going to be tough. So
all they have to do is beat Japan and the other team, and then they'll be equal.
It's going to be difficult, because Japan on top. So talking about
Brazil and a couple of others.
Talking about the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, Australia had two games and two washed outs. So. Tonight is it. They need to beat England or that's it, they're out. And we just don't want it to rain. That's the problem because it always rains in Ed's Bastion.
Always rains in California.
They've had two games and they've had pouring rain and that's what they don't want. They want it to... They need Australia to win this one.
Well, where are they playing?
England, Ed's Bastion. So we need to win this one or we're out. So, yeah.
We'll see how we go. What do you think?
We'll be done like a duck dinner.
It should be interesting.
But we'll beat them.
Yeah.
Even if we have to use the cricket bats.
Get the ducks out.
Even if you have to hit the ball?
No, we use the cricket bats to hit them.
And, of course, when it rains, the ducks can come out and do their water waddle.
And they can do their duck song.
Yes. Yes.
And what about rugby?
Well, Super Rugby, they've had a few Super Rugby games, but because it's the month of June and they have all these test matches against Lions and the Crusaders and they're all coming good. Crusaders are playing the Lions right now. In the first half, Lions lead the British Lions lead Canterbury Crusaders 9-3.
Exciting.
So there you go. Basketball, the NBA. Well, how's that going? Golden State Warriors are a great team, of course, but they finally lost a game after all this time. You know, they're playing the Cavaliers, and they won today. This is game four. If the Golden State Warriors won, that would be it. And these two teams are playing the third final in three times in a row. Mm. Yes, right. Can you believe that? The same teams in the finals, third time in a row, same teams. Can you believe that? Mm. Unbelievable. But we'll see what happens in game number five. Can the hopefully they'll come back. But yeah, the last couple of games, Cavaliers have been bloody awful. Mm-hmm. But today it was the highest. I think they got to half time. It was like 60 to something. Wow. It only at half time, you know, when they were going. I think they said it was the most ever in first half in NBA history that they had a high scoring point. It was like 60 something or 70 to 40 odd in first, in the two quarters. It was like 49-0 in the end of the first quarter, you see? So
that's quite a bit.
Remember, it's only amazing, in America. It's only in America.
Yeah, but it's still a very popular sport, though, Mick.
Yeah, we've got Australian netball. I mean,
basketball. We have Australian netball. Australian basketball is pretty good, too.
So, yeah, that's...
But that's not on at the moment.
No, NBL's not coming on yet. So, there you go. The final score was Cavaliers 137, Golden State 116.
I thought you were going to say the Crusaders.
So, yeah, that's it. Halftime, Penrith 6, Canberra 4, and they're playing that at Bathurst tonight.
100.3.
They're fun to listen to. It gets me up and going.
Play all the hits.
I love the songs you play.
I love this station.
100.3 FM.
It is time for Mad Mick Presents. Mick, what do you have?
The English selections. I had a good laugh.
The general election, yes.
General election.
What was so funny about it?
This woman did a Fraser. Malcolm Fraser. Malcolm Fraser thought he could win the election, so he'd call one. And this woman did the same thing, and she failed.
Teresa won.
She didn't win.
She lost. She's still the Prime Minister, though.
She might be still Prime Minister, but she lost the election because she lost seats.
She lost 13.
Yes. And Jeremy Corbyn, who was supposed to be... They couldn't win anything with him.
Yeah.
Come up really good. And where it was done by the youth. At least the youth is seeing what's happening and they can see this is what we want, not what...
Well, he did get a big change. He got 30 seats.
Yeah.
Which I don't think anyone expected that much.
Nah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, because what's going on? The Trump, then Brexit, then these elections.
Well, the Brexit guy lost his seat.
Yeah.
So kind of not working that good.
Hmm.
Did you watch the whole thing, or did you just going off the results?
I just went in after results, that's all.
Well, the Scottish National Party did pretty bad, too.
Yeah. She looks like...
Nicola Sturgeon.
Yeah, she looks like a German minister. She does. She looks like a younger version of her.
Meg.
Yeah, she does. You have a look at her eyes. And look.
I know what Nicola Sturgeon looks like.
Mm. The woman.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Not a sturgeon for the very first time.
Okay. Now, why do you want to talk about the election? You thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But what's this going to lead to now? Like, are they going to have another election at the end of the year? Because they'll say it's hung parliament.
They're going to have the Australian parliament. Every two or three months, I should be changing prime minister.
One stabs each other in the back and moves on.
Yeah, because they've already had three prime ministers so far, and with her return, May, she didn't get a very good report. She sacked or got rid of 20,000 police positions when she was in charge.
Really?
20,000 police. Now what are they doing? Oh, we got plenty of terrorism. We haven't got time.
We don't have the force. Well, why do you think that is? Because
stupidity on her part.
Yeah. Well, that's a bit unfortunate. However, she called the election. She did win, Mick.
She might have won, but she lost in the end.
Even though I think Jeremy and a lot of other people were saying that she should resign.
Yeah.
Do you think she should?
Yep.
Who should replace
her? All she's trying to act like is Margaret Thatcher. You ever hear her and hear Margaret Thatcher? That's two of the same.
Well, Is that such a bad thing, though? You need someone
No,
I know Margaret Thatcher wasn't the greatest person, but you need someone that's strong and in charge, right?
Yeah, get me.
Could you run the...
Yeah, I'll run the British... I'll run the world.
That's why you're mad.
Yeah. I'll do mad things.
We know, Mick. You do. Okay, what mad things would you do, then? Why are people voting for you?
Make it... We'll convert to metric year. Make a metric year. Yeah. You have it all rounded off. 300 days for a metric year. Then you have metric time.
But don't you want those extra 56 days?
Nah.
Okay.
You can use that for sleeping.
But you have less days. You wouldn't. So wait, you have 56 days of sleeping out of the year.
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You'd get my vote. I'd like more sleeping days, Mick.
Yeah.
That would be great.
You know, working days would be sleeping days.
Yeah, if we got paid.
And then you got your holidays, and you got your
Sick benefits and your long term leave and things. Anyway, yeah. So why exactly did you want to talk about the election, though, Mick? Like, what else was interesting?
Well, what got me was this is a craze going through the whole world. Always the underdog gets up and wins, or the one who's leading gets brought back to reality.
That she's not as popular as she thought she was. She bit off more than she could chew, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, the other parties didn't do...
So the only mandate she's got is with her husband.
You just love that line, don't you?
Yeah.
But what about the other parties, the Liberal Democrats and the DUP? And I've never heard of this party, Sinn Féin?
Sinn Féin. That's the Irish one.
Okay.
They were the IRA. Sinn Féin.
The IRA?
They were the IRA.
The Rifle Administration.
They were the...
No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. But
yeah, they used a lot of rifles in the IRA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cause, yeah, I know.
Sinn Féin. That's her name. Sinn Féin.
So Gary Adams. I think, well, it was always...
Jerry Adams, isn't it?
Jerry Adams.
Jerry Adams.
So
Jerry
what exactly Adams. Does this lead to, though, Mick? Like, what happens next?
Was telling governments now that... Get your act together. We don't like your act. We want action, not bloody words.
Is this from the young people?
From the young people and the rest of the people are getting sick and tired of what politicians do not listen to their people who vote them in.
Mm.
So?
Do you think that's happening in our country too?
Everywhere.
Well, if the young people voted more, then there'd be younger policies.
Yeah.
And things that affect the young. Not just for the old and the working class and
but
things like that.
With age comes wisdom.
How wise are you, though?
I'm pretty wise because I'm mad.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Peter, Mad Mick, and Steve. It is time for Pete's Week, Peter. We have a lot happening.
Well... Yep, the pub has been sold. Apparently, the historical pub sold the sign. The sale of the pub in Picton, after the devastated storms left the towns under threat, it hoped the $3.12 million sale of the town's favourite watering hole to property developers will result in the reopening as soon as possible. The pub remains closed since the storm caused damage, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, the pub will open soon.
Yeah. That was a special pub because it's a boutique beer place.
Right. Okay.
So that's where all the hipsters get.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, also, there's still businesses are gradually opening in Picton. Some are still shut. But, of course, in the Chronicle says, rises from the flooded storms. Warren Dealey, State Liberal MP JRL, said he couldn't be prouder of the courage and the spirit of change during the recovery effort. 12 months ago, it was assumed that was the end of the world, everybody in Picton, but no, they say. It was where everyone got together, helped everybody out, and, of course, IGA threw heaps of the whole stock of IGA down there. That was empty, and they back them better than ever, and hopefully other stores will open.
Remember, that's what Australian community does when they have problems. Everyone gets together and helps each other.
Oh, of course, that's what everyone should do.
As they should.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of doing things, last week we talked about how Greg Warren said that the upgrade to Narellan Road should be completed and be a top priority.
Yep.
Because for less congestion. However, the Ingleburn Chamber of Commerce secretary said that maybe there's some other roads that need top priority instead.
Appin Road.
I know what you can do to get rid of the congestion. Go to the chemist and get some decongestion.
Combustion. That's true.
Terrible. Now, he's proposing that there needs to be more projects like the Spring Farm Parkway and the upgrade to Raby Road and the Hume Highway interchange need to be made top priorities.
Yes.
I think Narellan Road is...
Narellan Road. I think that Warren Blokes is a bit... I think he's like a rabbit.
Bit of fire.
Lives in a Warren, but it's not...
Rabbit Warren. Yeah.
I think these things take time and just got to wait. Nothing much we can do.
It's about time. It's about place.
Skaters campaigning on the Campbelltown has set the benchmark for local skate parks, and a Camden father of three has ramped up his fight for a new skate park in Camden because they haven't got one there. That's next on the list, I suppose. Dave Bedford said he's ridden skateboards since he was 12 and now in his 40s in the Camden region. Said Kirkham Park Skate Park had become too dangerous for adults and children alike. The Camden residents also decided to start a petition to urge the Camden Council to consider building a new skate park. Within a few hours of his petition had been signed by more than 500 people. His goal is to get another 500 more, 1,000 he would like. So to sign for his petition, you can go to www.change.org/p/Camden Community Camden Skate Park Recreation Facility. Or have a look at the advertiser, page 12, 22 of the advertiser, and you can look at the website there. And another 500 signatures will be welcome. So do that by next week.
Are you going to sign it?
I might.
I'll sign Peter Mousy.
Sign Peter too.
Okay.
Now, the state government has softened its approach to regarding radical changes that could see people from northern Sydney making decisions about Campbelltown.
What? Right.
The state government wants to further reduce the planning powers of councils by reducing the threshold of development applications that bypass the council.
What this means, corruption.
Really?
Yes.
How so?
Because there will be laws broken where they say, oh, you have to have this type of thing in. Oh, no. Our new decision makers will say, no, you don't have to have it. You can have this instead. Corruption.
Is that
because it depends how much money's involved?
Yeah. Mm. With money, big money, everyone gets their way. You have a look at Barangaroo.
Well, Barangaroo's not going to come to Campbelltown.
No, but you have a look at who built Barangaroo and who spent big money.
A kangaroo.
Right, yeah.
It popped up in your face.
You don't think this is for the good, though?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's none of their business. Right. What they does in this area is up to the...
Revolution.
Well, speaking of this area, residents are urged to exercise caution in Marsden Park.
In Marsden Park?
Marsden Park at Park Central, which is just near MacArthur.
Yeah.
As there are a lot of needles and syringes have been found scattered across the area.
Yes.
Needles and pins.
So you might want to be careful. A resident uploaded pictures on Facebook after he found used drugs. Okay, that's
used drugs? Yeah. Gee, I like to have used drugs. You find those?
Used drugs.
Hmm?
Used.
Yeah, but if they used, they wouldn't be left.
Not used.
Used. The ones that have been taken, like needle shots.
So you might want to watch where you're walking in.
Don't go around bare feet.
Hopefully it is cleaned up right now, but unfortunately the area has quite a long history of it.
Yeah, it's not that. It's the other areas as well, I suppose.
No, it's not just MacArthur. There's drugs everywhere around the country.
And, of course, today,
it's a reflection of the problem of the times.
And, of course, today was my sausage sizzle day.
How was that?
Was that addictive, that one?
It was getting cold because I ended up talking to a lady down there and ended up getting cold. So
you're talking to a lady down there?
Well, she worked at a place down here. She's retired now, and she said it was like for the homeless people. It's like, she says, I went up there, and she goes to the young girl, come up, and he says, oh, hello, how you going? You're not too bad. What's this all about? It's for the community. Like, anyone can come up and get a free sausage sandwich or a drink or whatever. And maybe if any homeless people were around, they can come up and get a sandwich. And there were some homeless people there, apparently, and not too many, but
Like a homeless person?
No, anyone could go up there. Because there was no signs or anything around, so what they did is they walked down Queen Street or random area and said, look, you want a free sausage sandwich? Go to the Mawson Park.
Who put this on?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Just local council,
Local peoples or something? I don't know.
Not very well designed.
No, it wasn't, but...
not very well executed.
I did go on the air today and said, if you want a sausage sizzle, go to Mawson Park.
After they got it down, was it?
So they can... No, because they still
had... You're on the air now, though.
So they still had sandwiches left, right? This is not. This is later on Mark and Cole show.
Okay, well, there's no point talking about now. That's over. That was six hours ago.
So I hope all the sandwiches are gone. Okay. Back then, when I said to them. I hope they all rocked up. And so, yeah, it was a nice sandwich. But in sport, more sports news, Narelle and Jets... Right, and the Oakdale Workers Rugby League clubs have honoured two women who have committed a combined 80 years to their respective clubs, which is good. The two club ladies, tag teams clashed last Sunday in the first annual Irish Crane Ellen O'Brien Shield game, named in honour of the club's patrons. Now, the two long friends were on hand to witness the match when the Jets...
Two games. Playing with a shoe, were they?
No, two games.
Oh.
Two games. Okay. On hand to witness the match when the Jets defeated Oakdale 58-0 to claim the shield at Narellan Sports Ground. So, there you go. And it's a Group 6 around this MacArthur area. It's Group 6 competition with Oakdale, Narellan and all of them.
So Peter, would you like to know? I heard a bloke doing a weather forecast, and I thought
Was it Kate Perry?
I thought he said, it'll be funny day today instead of sunny days.
Funny day?
It'll be a funny day.
It'll be a funny day.
Right.
Oh, I thought he said funny, but it was a sunny day.
Oh. Sunny. Was your day still funny, though?
Oh, it was funny for me.
Was it sunny?
No, it wasn't.
It was sunny a bit.
Oh, good.
And it was Cher over the other side as well.
Yeah.
Sunny-ish.
Sunny and Cher. Oh, yeah.
Terrible, Mick.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's it for Pete's Week?
Yep, that's all.
Okay.
100.3.
They're fun to listen to. It gets me up and going.
Play all the hits.
I love the songs you play.
I love this station.
100.3 FM.
Now, Mick, we're giving you another segment so soon. Mm-hmm. What do you have for us?
There was a controversy thing down in Melbourne where the mullahs of the Muslim faith wanted the government to pay for a safe place for their children to be deregulized,
you were going to say.
Deregulized.
No, it's not deregulized.
Deratalized. Yeah, I can't say it.
Deratalized, yes, because from Islamic propaganda and things, yes.
These reflections of these young kids are also reflected in the rest of our other communities.
Yeah, but not so much they as have, like, their culture, though.
No, we've got, there's kids, these people are saying they got nothing to do. We've got nothing, there's a lot of our teenagers and young people got nothing to do. They got no money, they get ostracised. Everyone does the same thing. So if they're going to do it for them, they should do it for the rest of the community, because that's just a reflection of part of the community, which also happens throughout the community.
I think... Well, one of the main reasons I think quite a lot of people got angry was because they want taxpayers to pay for the safe space.
Yeah, if they're going to do that, you do it for everyone.
Well, yeah, of course, that makes sense, not just for the one type of thing. But is that such a bad thing for them to have their own?
Yes, because they haven't been mixing, and that's the problem.
Well, they mix in society, don't they?
They don't. You have a look at all the... You have a look at the Middle Eastern areas, and they all gang together. They don't move out. This has happened in England. They've had the same problem in England as well.
Recently, yes, as well. Another attack.
So what they're going to have to do is go out and show them they're just the same as everyone else. And they'll be accepted.
You don't think they don't see that?
No. It's like getting... You get these Lebanese blokes in these hot WRXs. And they go, well, but there's other people who get in the same car.
But there's still a lot of people that do that as well.
Yeah,
but
I'm just saying, there's a comparison. If you've got cars in your society, no matter which group you come from, they all have some of the people have the same interests.
Yeah, because it's like who you're around type of thing.
Yeah, but no, it's like if you've got cars in your culture, you'll have a culture of cars. It'll be done by... anyone. It's like going to the Middle East. What do the Middle Eastern Sheikhs and Arabs have? Big expensive sports cars, big expensive luxury cars.
Yeah.
You go to England where a lot of rich people are, what do they have? Same thing.
So would you be okay if they paid for the safe space instead?
Yeah, make the church pay for it.
Or the church?
Yeah, make the church pay for it.
I don't think they will.
Yes, they will. They've got plenty of patrons.
But do you, can you see a church paying for that?
No, they just rip people off.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Well, that's a bit unfortunate. You don't want to rip people off.
Mm.
That's it, Mick? That's what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
All right. 100.3. It is time for television news.
Uh-huh.
What's happening in television?
Right, first off the house rules. It's coming to the end pretty soon, and they have renewed for next season. So if you want to go house rules for season 6, reply now.
Now Foxtel officially launched their Foxtel Now platform, which is trying to compete with Netflix and Stan.
Really?
And
come on,
why? You kidding
me? Will really?
Will it be Foxtel before or after?
No, Foxtel
Now.
Depends, I don't know. But so that's out now. But a lot of people are happy, some aren't. I guess it's good cause it's good for consumers because there's more products out there.
Yes.
It's good for Australian content if they put more on it.
But they got rid of a lot of some channels for no reasons.
It's still got the TV, right? It's still on your TV.
We want the HD channels for nothing, not $10.
Well, that's not how the world works. You don't get
the world's going to have to be like that soon. It's 2017, and hello.
Yeah, what, everything should be three?
Yes. Absolutely. Times are changing.
Public transport should be free.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that.
Trains, buses, taxis, ferries, all for free. That's it.
Well, then how are you going to pay back the roads and the economy?
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, but not enough.
Yeah. It's just like going into... I went into an alcohol-free zone. I thought I was going to get some free alcohol. But no one gave out any free alcohol.
Well, Mick, did you...
Is that supposed to be a free alcohol?
Well, Mick, do you sit in no standing zones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I stand in those standing zones.
Oh, you rebel. Yeah. You go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get towed away.
Yeah. I like being towed away.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Being tied up and pulled around. And dragged around.
All right. In a cue for Sunrise, Katy Perry will be guest co-host later on this year. Now, she's been on previous appearances. She's like a family to the team. She's done a lot of things, outdoor concerts, and even trying her hand at hosting the weather. So she'll be now co-host. She's done everything, and now she's going to co-host the show.
Wow, good for her. I guess people like
she can
Katy
Perry. I reckon she'd get rid of Koshy and make it Katy Perry and Sam. Yeah.
Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'd be...
Sam and Katy.
I think they'd do better if it was just Sam and Katy.
Yeah.
See, that sounds like a better show already. Sam and Katy.
Sam and Katy, get down.
No.
Yeah.
Now there's a new courtroom series. It's kind of like there's a new Foxtel show called Court Justice.
Court Justice, yes.
Where it's meant to be an observational series, kind of like Judge Judy, but for the courts.
I guess
not as fake, though, because Judge Judy's kind of fake, even though they do real cases, but it's more dramatic. Mm. This is kind of like you're watching a court case on your TV. Right. Did you watch that?
That used to be called, they used to have one in the 60s, down in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Consider Your Verdict.
Right. Was it at Downing Centre?
No, it didn't.
That's what it's called.
This were real court cases.
Reenacted.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, this one isn't actually reenactment. Huh? This is real life. People don't do bad stuff, but that's going to be starting from July 2nd at 7:30. So exciting. I actually enjoy... like Judge Judy and shows like that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Judge Judy?
Judge Judy.
I like Judge Judy.
Hi, Judge Judy.
The attitude of any judges I've ever seen.
Oh.
But she is funny. I like her show.
She's queer.
What's that got to do with it?
You said she was funny, and queers are funny.
Hey, but what about People's Court? Do you ever watch People's Court?
No.
I have seen it, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to watch Soap.
I watch Soap.
Yeah, it's good.
I watch Home and Away and Neighbours. I watch Home and Away and Neighbours. They're soapies.
Oh, soap.
The
operas.
Woman who played in the movie in the TV series Soap is Bart Simpson's voice.
Hello,
Nancy Cartwright.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
she first started working.
Wow, now she's living off The Simpsons.
Hello there, I'm Bart.
All right. Freeview Plus is upgrading its platform later on this month, promising a new logo, even better than the free logo, and more specified, more experience to its catch-up service. So everyone's upgrading to different things on their services. And ABC2 is proceeding with Aaron Cheng tonight as a replacement for John Conway tonight. So John Conway tonight's gone, and Aaron Cheng tonight.
They're not very creative titles, are they?
Tonight.
What about Mad Mick tonight?
Yeah. Today, we haven't talked about any ABC stuff.
Tonight. We just did ABC.
What?
ABC 2.
Tell Mick again.
ABC 2.
No, that's not the same as ABC 1.
It is. It's the second
this
one.
This is more kiddie show.
No,
it's a late night show.
During the day, it's like might have cartoons. At night time, it's adults, right? John Conway tonight is gone, replaced by Aaron Cheng tonight.
It's not any relation to Tim Conway.
So Aaron's coming in, and he's replacing John.
You know who Tim Conway was?
No,
Jim Conway.
He used to be McHale's Navy. Yeah, the. Not McHale, he was the other bloke.
Oh, okay.
Haley.
Next spun down.
Right, so there you go, ABC.
I tell you what, they got a good Sammy J comedy show coming on.
Well, that's and Doctor Who I've been watching.
Yeah, Doctor Who's pretty good. And Whovians.
What was that?
Whovians.
I haven't seen that. Is that good?
No, it's just the comments about
Doctor
Who.
They just recap the show, I like Doctor Who. The Extremis was a pretty good episode. I didn't really enjoy the Pyramid episode, though.
Which one was that last week?
It was a couple of weeks ago. It was Pyramid at the End of the World.
Yeah.
It was after those creature things take over the world.
Oh, yeah, those.
They're in the robes. I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, the priests.
They're meant to be priest things,
Yeah.
Doctor Who, great show.
Yeah, good show.
I've got a couple of episodes to catch up on, but. Mm.
But is Dr. Blake coming back?
It is coming back.
Yeah. I hope that Miss Fisher's.
Murder Mystery.
Murder Mystery. She's hot.
Is she good at her show? It's a good show, though.
Oh, yeah. She looks good.
But is the show good?
Yeah, she does her job.
Okay.
Looks good.
Okay.
It's all in period costume.
Yeah, I know.
1920s.
See, that's
so good. It looks good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It looks good, okay.
Yeah.
Mick, you cause trouble, Mick.
Trouble's my middle name. Do you know my father was going to call me after, Harley Davidson? Really? He always keeps calling me Knucklehead.
Well, that's the least naughty thing you could be called, Mick, because a Channel 9 reporter, Neary Tai, she was getting called some not-so-nice things from a man during a report she was doing.
Oh.
It's not very nice when people say naughty things, when they cuss you.
I'm asking you, what country do you come from?
I was born here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're not naughty, are you? Have you got such a beautiful country? Off back to you.
Oh. I don't know. That's not very nice.
You sound like a Kiwi.
It was in Geelong, so I'm not too sure.
Yeah, Blake sounded like a Kiwi.
Okay, well, I'm not too sure. He doesn't have a Kiwi last name, though, but...
What's his last name?
I'm not going to say his last name.
You can't say it, then?
No, I can say it.
You can say it.
It's five letters, Mick. I can say it, but you can't say it on radio.
Oh, right.
What?
Bruce Lee.
It was Bruce Lee. Oh, yeah, Bruce Lee's a Kiwi.
Yeah.
No, so it's not very nice when reporters say, they get a lot of hassle from people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when
they're doing a report and everyone's sticking their fingers up behind them and go, look at me.
That's right.
I mean, that's it for TV news. Not a lot of TV. It's been a slow week in TV and sport.
Oh, yes.
And things.
It's raining so much, it's a slow week.
Okay, in the rugby test early today, Australia in rugby union, Australia played Fiji and the Wallabies won 37-14. In the tour match at the second half, it's the Brisbane Lions 12, the Crusaders 6, and at Bathurst Penrith 24, Canberra 10.
And in the ice hockey, it is 3-0 to the Ice Dogs.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
100.3. All right, Mad Mick.
What do you got this
Do you remember what you have?
No, but...
No, it doesn't.
Imagine being blind. Imagine being blind and doing surfing.
That would be incredible.
There is an ad on TV where a bloke is a professional surfer who's blind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Ads tell very many different stories.
What?
Yeah.
And there's an ad on TV saying we're sending coal to make sending coal over to Japan and China, which will reduce the pollution, which they're using to reduce the pollution. What it's inferring is they got clean coal.
Right.
Technician, technology. And they haven't got clean coal. The only difference is the coal they've been buying, which is not Australian, contains sulphur. The coal they buy off Australia does not contain sulphur, so it's a cleaner coal. So when they burn it, they don't get the sulphur.
Right.
Sulphur gases, which are given off. It's just like all these different ads that tell different stories.
Mm.
And some of these stories are not are bent to make the con you. And that's one of them. The coal story, which is on TV as an ad.
Right.
A woman saying, I used to work in the coal mines, but now I'm going over to Tokyo, over to Japan or Tokyo to see, work on the clean coal thing.
Yeah, I've seen that ad too.
Mm.
Right. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
But imagine trying to ride a board with no eyes, being blind.
Well, the next time I'm at the beach, Mick, I will try.
Yeah, and get wiped out.
I think I would.
And then we'll be seeing, a rescue. There is a bloke who's been trying to surf blind. He's now been picked up by the Westpac helicopter.
100.3.
They're fun to listen to. It gets me up and going.
Play all the hits.
I love the songs you play.
I love this station.
100.3 FM.
All right, it is time to talk movies. Mick, you said you saw a movie this week?
Yeah, I saw.
What did you watch?
Spy Hard. Yeah, it was very funny.
Well, tell us about it.
It was about a person chasing a goal to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, it was very funny.
Well, yeah, it's got Leslie Nielsen in it.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen was excellent.
Mm-hmm. And Andy Griffith, he's
there. Yeah, Andy Griffith was the bad bloke.
Oh, right.
He was, he had no arms and he lost them through this bloke.
Explosion.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen somehow took his arms off him in the previous, that's a backstory.
So it's a comedy movie?
Yeah.
It's like The Naked Gun?
Oh, yeah.
Like slapstick comedy? Or
The Spy I Shagged.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Yeah.
What else?
Very similar to different things.
Right. What was your favourite bit, if you can recall?
When I laughed, when I had the best laugh out.
Yeah, which one was...
Through it.
Okay, well, that's good. What would you give it out of 5?
4.
You really enjoyed it that much?
Yeah, I like comedies.
Yeah, comedies are pretty good.
Yeah.
There are some comedies.
When you laugh and it makes you healthy.
Laughing does make you healthy. It helps you stay young. Mm. Did you see any other movies, Mick?
Oh, no. But I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
Up in Queensland, AC/DC was the first people to have sugar cane, because the Young family owned up the first sugar cane farm. There was 3 brothers.
Yeah.
But they didn't play for Akadaka. They weren't the Angus Young and all the other Youngs.
Where were they?
They were just Youngs.
Oh, they were just Youngs.
Yeah. Their names were Young.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Mm.
This was before the band?
Yeah, it was the 1860s or 1830s.
Wow.
So it couldn't have been, unless those blokes out of Akadaka, the Young brothers, were living for a long time.
They are pretty old. They're like, quite old. But, you know, it's crazy. So that's it for movies, Mick. That was a quick movie review. Mm.
In sporting results, Essendon at the moment lead Port Adelaide 40-7 in the first quarter. In the NRL match, Parramatta playing the Cowboys. Cowboys lead 6-0 there, and that's about it. It's pretty quiet there tonight.